Some voters in Idaho say their voices are being silenced. That state is one of about a dozen where lawmakers are trying to make it harder for citizens to put issues they care about on the ballot, whether it be Medicaid expansion, marijuana, taxes, you name it. Idaho lawmakers say they just need to rein in all the ballot initiatives. Boise State Public Radio's James Dawson reports.
Voters passed Medicaid expansion in Idaho last year by a whopping 61%.
I am an Idaho native, third generation, and I've always believed that if you don't like the way something is, that you should do something about it.
That's Carol Richel. She volunteered with thousands of others for Reclaim Idaho, the group that put the Medicaid expansion initiative on the ballot. But now, supporters of that push say they're feeling a backlash from State Senator Scott Groh.
I have to say I was incredibly disappointed that he was wanting to take the voice of the people away.
The bill she's talking about would make it much, much harder for any kind of initiative or referendum to be put to voters here. Richel and others say Medicaid expansion wouldn't have happened under the proposed law.
For him to basically make it impossible to do that is devastating.
Groups would have to get nearly twice as many people to sign petitions, and they'd only have 6 months to do it. Right now, they have a year and a half. The other catch? These signatures would need to come from nearly every legislative district in a state which is geographically more than 40 times the size of Delaware. Senator Groh says he doesn't want Idaho to become like California, which routinely has several ballot propositions every 2 years.
This right to propose voter initiatives can't be carried to an extreme, reducing the effectiveness and efficiency of state government.
And he says lawmakers have to act now.
I don't wait for a problem to happen and then try to solve it. I try to look forward to the future and avoid problems happening in the first instance.
But the hundreds of people who showed up for a public hearing earlier this week have said the bill is an attack on their rights. Just six of them were able to speak before Chairwoman Patty Ann Lodge tried to cut off a packed room from testifying.
Everyone else who signed up is against the bill, and so we will ask Senator Groh to please come forward and finish up.
The crowd was taken aback, and Republican leaders eventually scheduled another hearing. In response, Carol Richel and other volunteers are knocking on doors in Senator Groh's suburban Boise district, trying to drum up a little backlash of their own.
Beautiful dog. Hi, hey. I'm Carol. I'm a volunteer with Reclaim Idaho.
The Idaho legislature has a history of adding restrictions to its initiative laws after being spurned by voters. They've done it twice since 1997. Lawmakers in Maine and Massachusetts are trying to make it harder to gather signatures, too. In other states, elected officials have completely repealed or significantly undercut voter-enacted laws in recent years. That's according to Josh Altick, who tracks initiatives for the website Ballotpedia. He says he's seeing this more and more.
It's a pretty bold move, right? You'd think there'd be some political consequences to overturning something that was approved at the ballot. And I think we're still sort of waiting to see what that fallout could be.
If the bill does pass in Idaho, voters could still try to repeal it, but they'd have to play by the new and more restrictive rules to get it on the ballot. For NPR News, I'm James Dawson in Boise.